Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Dog Training is Like Controlling Our Flesh. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come today ready to receive. We are open to your message today. We want to learn more about you, Father, each and every day. And we know that your word is truth, Father. We come today for more truth, and we choose to apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks are going to talk today about this topic. Dog training is like controlling our flesh. Folks, my dog-loving family recently worked with a dog trainer, which was an excellent experience, by the way. And as I reflect on the dog training, it reminded me how we have to similarly control our flesh. Our body wants to sin. We have that sin nature in our flesh, and we have to discipline it to keep it under control. Our born-again spirit man never wants to sin. It wants to do good, to obey God all the time. Let's talk today about controlling our flesh and start in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27 in the Contemporary English Bible. A race and a fight. Verse 24, you know that many runners enter a race and only one of them wins the prize, so run to win. 25, athletes work hard to win a crown that cannot last, but we do it for a crown that will last forever. 26, I don't run without a goal, and I don't box by beating my fists in the air. 27, I keep my body under control and make it my slave, so I won't lose out after telling the good news to others. Folks, Paul shows us here how we have to keep our body under control, to make our body our slave. Otherwise, our body just wants to do whatever makes it feel good. But our spirit man is calling us to use our bodies properly. Now, 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27 in the Amplified Bible. 24, do you not know that in a race all runners run their very best to win, but only one receives the prize? Run your race in such a way that you may seize the prize and make it yours. 25, no, every athlete who goes into training and competes in the games is disciplined and exercises self-control in all things. They do it to win a crown that withers, but we do it to receive an imperishable crown that cannot wither. 26, therefore, I do not run without a definite goal. I do not flail around like one beating the air, just shadow boxing. 27, but like a boxer, I strictly discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached the gospel to others, I myself will not somehow be disqualified as unfit for service. My friends, we don't want to be disqualified as unfit for our Christian walk. We have to strictly discipline our bodies. Now, Proverbs 25:28 in the English Standard Version. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Folks, without walls, the attacks will just keep on coming and coming. Proverbs 25:28 in the Living Bible. A man without self-control is as defenseless as a city with broken down walls. My friends, without self-control, we are defenseless against the devil's attacks. Now, 2 Timothy 1:7 in the Amplified Bible. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. My friends, God gave us a spirit when we got born again that has personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. If we let our spirit man rule, then we will control our flesh to act accordingly. 2 Timothy 1:7, the Expanded Bible. For God did not give us a spirit or the spirit that makes us afraid, timid, but a spirit or the spirit of power and love and self-control, self-discipline, or good judgment. My friends, our spirit has self-control, self-discipline, and good judgment. We have to let our spirit man dominate our lives so our flesh will obey. Galatians 5:22 and 23 in the Amplified. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, verse 23a, gentleness, and self-control. My friends, one of the fruits of the Spirit that we got when we got born again was self-control. We have to choose to let those fruits come out of our lives. Titus 1, 7 and 8 in the Amplified. For the overseer, as God's steward, must be blameless, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not addicted to wine, not violent, not greedy for dishonest gain, but financially ethical. 8, and he must be hospitable to believers as well as strangers, a lover of what is good, sensible, upright, fair, devout, self-disciplined, above reproach, whether in public or in private. My friends, that's one of the ways we know how we're doing on disciplining or controlling our flesh. How are we doing, whether we're in public or in private? Now let's go to Hebrews 12 in the Amplified Bible, a father's discipline. For you have not yet struggled to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin. 5, and you have forgotten the divine word of encouragement, which is addressed to you as sons. My sons, do not make light of the discipline of the Lord, and do not lose heart and give up when you are corrected by Him. My friends, this is important. God's telling us here that we are not to make light of the discipline of the Lord. Oftentimes occurs from the Word of God as we read the Bible, or in church as our pastor shares the Word of God. We're not to lose heart and give up when we're corrected, because God loves those that He corrects. Then we have to make our flesh behave by listening to our spirit man inside the born-again Christian. 6, for the Lord disciplines and corrects those whom He loves, and He punishes every son whom He receives and welcomes to His heart. My friends, we should be happy to be disciplined by the Lord through the Word of God or the preaching, because that means He loves us. 7, you must submit to correction for the purpose of discipline, God's dealing with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? 8, now if you are exempt from correction and without discipline, in which all of God's children share, then you are illegitimate children and not sons at all. Folks, we don't want to be an illegitimate child and to be exempt from correction. We want to be disciplined and corrected by the Lord. 9, moreover, we have earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we submitted and respected them for training us. Shall we not much more willingly submit to the Father of spirits and live by learning from His discipline? My friends, our earthly fathers corrected us because they loved us. How much more should we be willing to be corrected by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of this universe? 10, for our earthly fathers disciplined us only for a short time as seemed best to them, but He disciplines us for our good so that we may share His holiness. Wow. Let's read that again. For our earthly fathers disciplined us for only a short time as seemed best to them, but He, God, disciplines us for our good so that we may share His holiness. My friends, part of this discipline is living a holy life, because everything God shows us to do is to live holy like He taught us to live, not a dirty life as many of these modern Christians are teaching, just live like you want. No, we're called to discipline our flesh to live a holy life. Now down to verse 15, see to it that no one falls short of God's grace, that no root of resentment springs up and causes trouble, by it many be defiled. 16, and see to it that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. My friends, there again, we're not called to be immoral. We're called to live a holy life and discipline our flesh. Let's pray. Father, we choose to live a disciplined life, not to let our flesh just run away and do what it wants to do. No, Father, we know what You said in the Word, and we choose to discipline our flesh and to listen to Your discipline for us, Father, and to make our bodies obey. Father, we choose to live a life that's holy, and thank You for helping us. We know none of us will be perfect, but our goal is to live as holy as we can, Father, to honor You. In Jesus' name, Amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.